بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Proving. Now, proving isn't that hard. As the great Ayatollah Jawadi said, The Prophet is a manifestation of Allah, mother of Allah, a reflection of Allah. All the great attributes are reflected in the blessed existence of the Prophet. His social justice, his justice, being justice in all its subcategories. Is that a good virtue, equality? It's the most basic thing that anyone understands. Allah says, I inspire for man good and bad. This is the first level of good and bad. Good is bad. I do that, and justice is good. There's some category of justice in social justice. So the Prophet is an absolute justice. This is a reflection of Allah, and not just any social justice, the highest level that a human being can have of social justice is the Prophet of Allah. So we're going to put that aside. Now the details also, the stories and all that, show that we are kind of looking at that, but there's something more important here. Now I know last year the theme was all these my first comments here, but I know the theme last year was the amount of justice, right? So they might be a little older now, but the point is, when it comes to social justice, there are different definitions. Some will say distributing wealth, resources, things like that, distributing it evenly and equally amongst the people, which is good. It's material, nonetheless, it's good. Some will say no. Securing people's dignity. Everyone has the same dignity. Everyone has to be treated the same. So this is a little higher, okay? But to be honest, the truth is that it depends on your worldview. We're going to work on this a little bit, inshallah. Jawad, towards the end of this lecture, so he kept mentioning this worldview. The truth is, it depends on the worldview that we have. Okay? Even if you have, if you're after the most, I don't know, transcendent concepts, dignity of the human being, for example, which is not very material. If you don't have the right worldview, even that is still maddi, it's still materialistic. What do I mean? If you have that proper worldview, the most material of things will be transcendent. If you have the wrong worldview, even the most highest of concepts will come down to the lowest. What do I mean? And this is all manifested in Rasulullah's actions and his demeanor. Besides the love of this. If you have a humanistic worldview, an undivine worldview, okay, it's all founded on this life only. Even when you're asking for dignity, okay, even when you're asking for respect, since it's for this life, and since it's because I am a human being, I am a man, I am a woman, since it's limited to this life, it's going to still be considered materialistic from the Islamic perspective. But on the other hand, if you have that otherworldly, divine, non-humanistic, in a sense, worldview, what happens is those same things, and even lower than that, will become divine. What I mean? Rasulullah and other ayyamah have said this. When a man goes out to work and earn a halal living, it's like he's struggling in the way of philosophy. But he's going after petty, lonely, worldly things. He's going after money, stuff, Allah. No. With the proper worldview, even this is going to live in him. That's the world, that's the Islamic worldview. In Islam, social justice falls under a category other than the same social justice in this world, the other worldview, the materialistic worldview. Both of them are good. Both of them might pursue the same thing. They might overlap in many areas, but there's a little difference. The difference lies in what the goal exactly is, according to Islam. According to Islam, the goal is not social justice. Okay? for another goal, but in the non-Islamic worldview, in the non-Islamic social justice, is the goal. Why do you want dignity? Because I exist, I am a human being, I deserve it. Okay, that's good, but in Islam it says, no, no, no. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have a goal in life. I have created man to obey me, to attain perfection. Okay, anything that contributes to that, everything in this life, in this world is good if it leads to that. Social justice is good if it leads to that. Okay, there's going to be a little difference here. Now slowly, slowly, the little pieces of puzzle pieces start coming together. Okay? That's when you look at Islam and you see sometimes some of the rules that Islam has, they are very personal, they're personal. But society, the Islamic society has a stance there. Hijab. Hijab is something personal. I am who I am. I dress the way I like. Is that the case? That's against social justice. Why? I'm dressing the way I want to dress. Yes. But since social justice is not the goal, it's the means to that higher goal, social justice dictates Islamic socialism. Dictates that what? You have the hijab so that others can easily traverse the path easier. Allah has facilitated our movement towards men as a society. So this concept, you see the concept, these two concepts of Islamic social justice kind of separating from the non-Islamic perspective. It takes on, this Islam, it takes on a preventive nature, the rules. Okay, it's not just something social only. Who cares how I treat my children? They're my children. No, that's not the Prophet ﷺ, we saw a man kiss one of his children and not kiss the other one. He said, why didn't you go by Adala here? You kiss one, you kiss the other, don't kiss the other one, don't give it enough attention to both, what's going to happen? One of the problems when you grow up, it starts from there. Not giving enough attention, starts there. Where does it end up? Kid gets into a gang, goes and like, I don't know, joins other groups we're not supposed to, etc. And in turn what happens? Society is undermined. That lofty goal is not achievable anymore. It's interesting. Right? So we have that social justice, which is very good. But nonetheless, they will be materialistic if they don't have a worldview. A lot of our problems will be solved if we can fix this worldview. In the sense of what? So we're going to give a little new definition of social justice here. So like when you go on the internet, for example, and you look up social justice, yes, distribution of goods, resources, wealth, all of that, human dignity, all of that. And it ends there. We're going to add a little clause. Islamic social justice that the Prophet pushed for, we also mentioned some things about that. There's a little clause, extra clause there. Social justice means all those things that are going to help push all individuals in society towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are all what are the elements and the constituent elements of social justice. Okay, now I'm not just going to say hijab, even distributing wealth equally the way it's supposed to be is also social justice. Why? Because if it's not distributed equally, people are going to start committing haram to gain money, to make a living. They don't have access to Baytul Mal. Baytul Mal isn't being handed out properly. People are going to go another direction. They are getting farther and farther from what? From that ultimate goal Allah created us for. That's what social justice is about. So it doesn't end right here that, okay, we just have to have everything equal. No. Anything that pushes in that direction, whether it be paying attention to your kids, whether it be man and woman at home, wife and husband, caring for each other, showing love to each other, looking good for each other. We have a hadith by the imams where they would, you know, look good for their spouses. And they ask them why, they said, I don't want my wife or husband going somewhere else. Why do you pay such attention to your children? And it's interesting, when you go to the ulama of Allah, the missing. This ayah that says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, those who stay away from that vain talk and, you know, idle talk and silliness and all that, and it doesn't have a worldly or otherworldly benefit in it, you know. They say stay away from that. They say stay away from all that. But they tell you, there's one exception. With your spouse, children, and parents, you can say love, love. I thought love was bad. It's bad. It's not good. But there's an exception. Why? You don't sit around and sit with your kid, with your wife, with your parents, and sit around with them. They're going to go somewhere else for them. Ulama al-Aqlam say that. Students of Ulama al-Qawai said that. Personally, I've gone to them. That's what social justice is. Very encompassing. It's not that little basic, oh, we have to be spread wealth around equally. But that's part of it. That's part of it. The proper world. Seven stones. Alright. Now, I hope I don't get heat for this. This preventive nature of ahkam of Islam that constitute this whole social justice and push this society towards that felicity. Even the non-Muslims are understanding that now. They look up to that. Just before my 30-something hour flight to here, they should have a disclaimer. Beware, flying from Rome to LA, back pain, foot pain, you know. And mashallah, they don't get you first class either. I'm just kidding. What was I saying? Besides salam. They didn't come to this, the non-Muslims. Right before the flight, I saw this article. I was like, oh, I can use this. I saw an article on the internet, and maybe some of you have heard of it. Bill Cosby, I'll read the article, that little excerpt from it. It said, this past weekend, Cosby penned an op-ed, right? I've been gone for too long, but op-ed for the New York Post, in which he detailed some of the flaws of modern society. He also suggested, what did he suggest? We should take a page out of the Quran, the Quran, if we want to have healthier families. Less crime, often about preventive nature, so the uplifting and pushing society forward to that lofty goal of Allah Ta'ala. Healthier families, less crime, and more productive people. It's not just the negatives, it's positive ones. Right? You're staying away from a lot of bad stuff, but you're also, productivity is there. Alright. I'm a Christian. Not me, but good God is saying that. But Muslims are misunderstood. We should all be more like them. There is no other group like the black Muslims who put so much effort into teaching children the right things. They don't smoke, they don't drink, or overindulge in alcohol. It's interesting, he says they don't drink or overindulge. You know, some people say, what's a sip going to do? Well, a sip's going to turn into a gulp, and bubble gulp, and seven gulp. Right? That's how it works. Preventive, brothers and sisters. Allah stops it from the start. Hijab stops things from the start. Lowering the gaze for men and women stops it from the start. Because once that gaze, that haram gaze happens, the arrow has hit the eye from shaitan. Preventive. Why? Because the goal is so darn lofty. We have infiniteness. We have infinity ahead of us, brothers and sisters. You can't take it lightly. Now, let me read the rest of this. There's no other group like the black Muslims who put so much effort into teaching children the right things. They don't smoke, they don't drink, or overindulge in alcohol. They protect their women. They command respect. Demand respect. And what do these other people do? They complain about them. They criticize them. We'd be a better world if we emulated them. Because it says, we would be a better world if we emulated them. Why? We don't have to become black Muslims, but we can embrace the things that work. things that work. If you want to get something done, you got to do bad at things that work. That's how it works. Okay? Question? Student success at all? Question is, all the things that Bill Cosby said were personal. Smoking is my business. My women, for example, says they're women. Personal. All the things he mentioned personal. What else did he say? Smoke, drink. Right? These are all personal. Why are you saying society then? These are all personal, aren't they? Brothers and sisters, the world is coming to the fact that social justice doesn't necessarily mean it has to be something that only has to do with society. It starts with the individual. That's why Islam says for a hukuma, for a government to have legitimacy, there's a shak, there's a stipulation. What is that? Adala. You have to be adil for your government to have some legitimacy. Alright? Where in the world do you see in their constitutions or whatever, like their leaders, one of the things is that you have to be a righteous person. You're not supposed to commit sin. Adala means not commit sin. But Islam starts from there. That the preventive nature, they're even coming to this. That it starts from before that, and all of it falls under social justice. I mean, this is the Islamic view of social justice. It says, now, just since it's about the Prophet, I don't know how much time I have, I can't see the Bible. But let me know if I remember my time. Just some detail, as I said. Detail is just to know how it was the Prophet's demeanor. I have a list here, but I'll just go through it real quickly. Hakkunas, the rest of the people. What would the Prophet do? Let me give you a little story. The Prophet, towards the end, those last days, he told the people, he said, anyone who has a right, come and get it from me. Okay, so I give it to him here, not there. Someone came to him and said, Prophet, oh Prophet, you're walking once, your cane hit me in the stomach. The Prophet said, by God, I didn't do it on purpose, but still, come and retaliate. And they say that some of the Muslims got upset. This man, he said, no, I want retaliation. What did the Prophet do? They say the Prophet put his shirt up and gave him the cane. He said, hit him with the same cane that I accidentally did. And what happens is the man says, no, I forgive you, Prophet. Who am I to retaliate? Some reports say he even kissed the Prophet. He probably used that as an excuse to, you know, be able to have this blessing. That's one. Hakkun Nas. Lots of stories, but so I don't want to take your time. With children, I give you an example. Gratitude towards others' efforts, acknowledging others' efforts. They say there was a old lady or a lady that would groom the masjid for a long time. She passes away after a while. The Prophet asked about her, where is she? What happened? They said she passed away. The Prophet hurried to her grave and prayed over her grave and did dua for her. Acknowledging, if you don't thank the khal, you haven't thanked Allah. In a world where there's no thanking others, good things aren't going to happen. People are going to say that they're not going to acknowledge, they'll just let go. Is this not a good to society? Showing gratitude. Halima who nursed the Prophet when he was young, whenever she would come, the Prophet would receive her very well. He would always mention the services of his wife Khadija. And he would say, if it wasn't for her, Islam would have survived. He would always repeat this. And all the contributions of the Muslim and the religion, this is part of the religion. Just, including distributing wealth and all, it's good, it's needed, it's wajib, but there's other things too. What else do we have here? Carrying out the law. He had relatives sometimes come to him, begging for something. Sorry, this is the law is the law. It's Allah's law. His wife, Umm Salama, comes. She says, this lady who you're going to punish because of that, what she's done and has been established in court. Can you forgive her? He says to the Prophet. Umm Salama, one of the wives of the Prophet who was the very sympathetic of Ahlul Bayt. She's famous for that. The Prophet says, I'm sorry. And that's what Lakum Inna Lakum Fil Qisasi Hayaa Deen is. Yes, if I forgive somebody here when I'm supposed to show firmness, then a lot of other lives, a lot of other rights will be trampled, and so on and so forth. That's what the Quran says, and in qisas, their lives, life. Okay? Of course, it doesn't mean we have to go around just doing qisas all the time. Qisas has its own criteria, it's hard to prove, etc. But at the same time, if it's proven, then that's the law, is the law, so. Towards its enemies, even. He said, with other people, he said, when you were attacking, and at wartime, it's their fault, they're the ones attacking us, but be careful, the enemies, even, you have to be just still. Don't cut the trees down, then. Don't fill the walls up and like fill it up with mud. No, we don't have that. The ends don't justify the means in Islam. Why? Because that lofty goal is perfection. Perfection doesn't lie in these ill, improper methods. Okay? We're after perfection. We're not after establishing Islam. They say if Muhammad alayhi salam had cut off water from Muawiyah's army, it's a thing. It would have been over. But Muawiyah was condemned. Right? But there's some people might object. Don't kill the elderly, the children, the women, all of that. We've heard all of these things. In Surah Tawbah, I'll end with this. To the extent that, look at this. That lofty goal is what counts. Surah Tawbah is one of those surahs that you get scared when you read. It doesn't even start with Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So Allah is telling you from the start, I'm upset. Okay? In parentheses though, it's Jawadi very nicely showing how Allah's mercy works. Sorry for myself for speaking after him. But subhanAllah, and a little point also, that Jawad once in this love Jumma said this, and I really liked it. And I usually related it here and there. He said that don't think that not going to hell is something hard. No. All man is super easy. To not go to hell. We always think that there's a way to deceive ourselves. Oh my God, it's so serious. It is serious, but it's hard to go. I don't know what this is. It's nothing big if you like save yourself. No, it's too easy. I forget the surah, but the verse says, "Qul li'ibadiyya alladhina asrafu 'ala anfusihim." Qul li'ibadiyya alladhina asrafu 'ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Always reciting this verse, and it's in the same Quran. But it's not about the Quran. Allah says, tell those who have done wrong to themselves, tell them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives sins, all of them. All sins. جَمِيعًا is putting that emphasis. It's not that hard. Okay, we stand to go by those who fast, it's not that hard. It's all good. Right? But closing parentheses right now. This is the Tawbah, man. Allah is sound upset, and Allah is telling the Muslims to, it's over, the Mushrikeens, their chances of their success, their chances over, their time is up. It's now time to take more serious measures, tells the Prophet. Go to the Mushrikeen, you have this time to fight now, because they have, some of them broke their promises, etc. The sixth verse of Surah Tawbah, though, let me read the translation. It goes like this. Did any of the polytheists, now this shows that, listen, Allah is after that lofty goal. Even when he says go fight, it's for that lofty goal. Any of the polytheists seek asylum from you. Now the verse before it is talking about going against them. If any of the polytheists seeks asylum from you, grant him asylum until he hears the word of God, the word of Allah. Then carry him to his place of safety. Take him to his place of safety. Don't hurt him. Because why? Because they are people who do not know. They are people who do not know. And that's why we have even minorities during the Prophet's time. The Prophet would say, anyone who bothers these minorities who are under the protection of the government of Islam is like the person who has bothered me. That's interesting. The Prophet said this about the Fatimah Zahra. He also says this about non-Muslims who are under the protection. Racial discrimination is a joke, isn't it? Sexual discrimination is a joke, isn't it? All of these things go aside. Inna ikramakum indallah at-taqwa. Allah is after taqwa, is after obedience. That's why He created us. That's what defines social justice in Islam. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn day after day, we learn more about the deen and religion, the way he likes it, what not want. And through that, we are able to implement this in our daily lives, so that we also reach that ultimate prosperity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.